This is The Hardline, the greatest show on earth. Hardline with TJ Moe, Cam Jansen, John Hadley, Bob Ramsey, and who the hell else knows?
Boys and girls, welcome to the show. You're listening to Hardline, 590 The Fan, KFNS, and 590thefan.com. TJ Moe, Bob Ramsey, the voice of Slew Bilkins. Matt Rocchio, and that is all. I'm not teasing, not telling you when, who, may, what show up, because I say that, and I am yet to be right. We do have another leg. I don't know if you'd call it a leg. It's more like a, I don't know, a disabled arm on the show, and that is John Hadley, who shows up on occasion, but that occasion is very, very infrequent. So, here we are. And this is the show. This is it right here, Rammer.
This is it. This is all we got, baby.
You and me, baby. And then we'll have Rock over there bitching about us not going to break on time. That is the show. That's it.
He's already frustrated. He just threw down his pen.
855-282-8255. Rock is in charge of immunity. Rock, any email or updates on our immunity? Nothing. So we are working hard. Or at least Rock is, and it seems like nobody else is working very hard on that at all.
No, the other end is just not working hard at all. I've sent three or four emails, and I've gotten no responses.
All right, we're working on that.
Not good.
And so we are working diligently on maybe nothing, but we are trying at this point to get you guys unblocked.
We're definitely screaming into the void, but luckily we have like 3 hours of practice of that every day, so...
Wow.
We're really good at that.
Cue up the music, buddy.
I don't know. Is he coming in?
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Oh, my God.
He's just sticking his head in to say he can't be here.
What is that?
And he's back out.
That is fantastic.
It is not a foam finger, but an actual molded soft plastic finger.
I don't know if you've ever shook hands with Cam Jansen, but this is about the size of his hand. I wish we used to be on Facebook Live.
Or another football reference. That's like shaking hands with Jackie Smith.
Yes. Yes. This is great.
So it's a molded Mizzou.
This is awesome.
Black, like a black wrist.
I think
this
is a gift from the owner, if I'm not mistaken.
And then a gold.
This is a gift from the owner.
Then a gold
Brady Markell,
hand.
Thank you, sir.
With an index finger.
Yes.
Raised.
This is awesome. I'm all about that. Yeah. So I have an office now. We just moved, thanks to Ryan Kelly. And that's awesome. And so my wife is trying to decorate, like, the bookcase and things. You know, bookcases apparently are not just for books as soon as you become a woman or get married. Bookcases are now decoration. And so you put your books in there, but you need to leave a shelf for, like, my old football helmet.
Yeah.
And four different pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a decorative bookcase, even though it's up in the office and mostly just covered by my podcast equipment.
It'll eventually turn into a dig me room.
What's that mean?
A dig me room. So, like, I've got a little room.
Like a mural of ourselves?
Yeah. Yeah.
I do have a picture of my framed jersey from when I played it up. Mizzou frames it for you when you're a senior and gives it to you. So it's pretty.
Yeah, that is a really cool deal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like in our house, across from the dining room, there was just another room.
Uh-huh.
And I guess if you're fancy, you'd just be a sitting room.
Yeah.
You know?
Which we're not fancy.
We're not fancy.
Nearly enough rooms to have just a room you sit in.
No. And so I made it in my dig me room.
I like that. I like that. Do you, so this is our first move together, my wife and I. We got married in August. And this is our first
move. God, you guys are newlyweds. It's just.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
We did wait a bit, though. The age is, a ton of my friends got married at 20. So I was.
That's insane.
I was.
God love them, and I
27,
hope well.
Almost 28 when I got married.
Yeah. And how long you were engaged for?
3 months.
Yeah.
She's not pregnant. Don't worry. We just thought.
No,
hey,
Hey, we don't judge.
Yeah, I mean, you don't seem like the type to worry about if she was pregnant for me or not.
No.
However, she was not.
Rock's looking at me. I think he's going to.
We don't judge?
I guess that's all we
do.
Sir. That's really all we do, isn't it?
I'm all about judging.
Wouldn't judge you, though.
I'll tell you this, and we can go down this rabbit hole if we want to.
Yeah.
Every person on the planet who says we don't judge is a lying lunatic. Every person.
That fits, too.
The only way you can get through life is by judging legitimately every single thing. If you're driving on the street and somebody looks like they don't know what they're doing, you're judging what to do next and whether or not you need to get into a separate. Every move you make your entire life is based on a judgment.
Read and react.
Yeah. So there you go. Anyway, these no judgment zone. Well, then you're going to die soon. Just heads up. That's how that's going.
That seems a little extreme, but yes, I see
it's
where you're going.
Though. Oh, that burglar was probably a nice guy. It's like those two idiots who decided that people across the world were friendly, and so they were just going to bike through half of these terrorist countries.
Mm-hmm.
Or countries that are higher in terrorism, however you want to describe that. And they ran.
Literally, they biked through the one country that's controlled by a terrorist group. Just like, don't do that.
And
just bike, bike anywhere else, man.
They just ripped them off the bikes and killed them. And they're like, oh, weird. How
bike
that?
Anywhere else, except for the one country currently controlled by terrorists. Just
yeah.
Anywhere else.
That's a true story, right?
Yeah, it's like, hey, where are you going to go on vacation this year? Oh, you know, after we do yoga, we're going to go over to Mogadishu.
I heard the northern part of Syria, the western part of Iraq. great biking this time of year, I tell you
Somalian
what.
Those Somalian pirates are pretty nice people. So, anyway, that is,
I don't know why I put yoga in there. Yoga's fine, but I'm just saying.
Not if terrorists are doing yoga, Rammer.
No, good point.
Anything can become evil. That is the truth of it. So, anyway, there you go. My question was going to be, though, when you get married, have you then had any say-so in any decoration of any room? It took me a lot to get the office to be the bigger of the two rooms. We have a room that was going to be a guest room and a room that was going to be an office. And I'm like, we're going to have guests twice a year. I'm going to be in that office every single day. Can that please be the bigger room? And there was a bit of a tug of war.
Oh.
Until finally, of course.
Pretty mutual. I think I probably tried to impose my will over the years, and then I've started to realize it's wrong for two reasons. One, I've noticed I really don't have good taste. The rooms I kind of decorate turn out sort of like a nice college room, a nice college. If you're renting a house,
mm-hmm.
you know, so not, okay. That's my taste. Okay. So that's not good.
See, for me, it's not the back when I was home. It wasn't the decorative each individual room that bothered me. It was the constant need to redo the seasonal decorations throughout the house every month.
Because
mm-hmm. then you got to do Halloween decorations, but then you got to do Thanksgiving decorations, but then you got to do Christmas,
right?
But then you got to do Valentine's Day,
right.
Then you got to do Easter. Then
yes.
And it's just like every month there's a change. And that was, it's the seasonal decorations that I was like, I'm going to enjoy not like being alone and not doing anything to this level for the next couple of years. Like there's a reason I'm not worried about being extremely single. Cause like, I don't want to deal with seasonal decorations.
So I've handed a lot of that off. And
smart.
What's funny is my wife and she more than I enjoy watching those flip or flop and, you know, the house decorating shows.
Oh, yeah.
Whole channels. Is it HGTV?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yep.
And
/ Bravo. They have a bunch of those on Bravo.
Oh,
like
yeah,
House
you're
Hunters
right. You're right.
And all
yeah.
stuff.
And so she's adapted more than I, and so I pretty much just said, okay, whatever you want. It's taken me a long time to get there, and I should have done it a lot sooner.
So you're saying the path of least resistance is usually just the smartest thing overall?
Certainly in this case, and yeah. In
time, ask John. It turns into the only path. Can I? I'm looking up right now, and I have no idea if this is accurate. But I also think we should go by median age, not average age, because people who, you know, if you get married when you're 80, you're really throwing that off. As opposed to you can't get married if the average age is 28. You can get married at 80. Woo-hoo. You can't get married at -50. So the average, you know. So median makes a lot more sense here.
Okay.
The median age for getting married in Missouri is about 25. So I'm cranking it up.
Well, son of a.
And nationwide, it's going higher and higher.
Oh, yeah. Well, think about it. Way back, way back when, it was arranged marriages at age 14, you know. So
One didn't work out for me. So I moved on.
There was a couple girls growing up. I wish they had arranged that marriage because they turned into. Think about that, and divorce rate was nothing back then. It's just that's who it was, and
maybe we should have stayed that way.
Rock,
you know what? No, stop it. You're misrepresenting facts right now. Stop it,
Rock.
It's not like there's any extemporaneous variables under why no one got divorced or anything like that. Like I can't imagine why all of a sudden people just started being okay with it randomly. Wow,
Rock. Let me tell you something. That this would be spectacular if you could hurry up and get married. before Cam does, because when we started the show, Cam was the only one engaged.
I can't do that to him.
I have been engaged and married, and it's just Rock. And that would have been the entire show we started. Matt Whitener, I guarantee you, is going to be married Cam eventually comes around to it.
I think Whitener.
Yeah, you've talked to Whitener recently.
I think he's locking in.
Rock, are you lonely?
No, I'm doing just fine. Everyone else
think
in my,
that's, you think he's
everyone else
putting
in my
up
life
a,
says
you don't
have to be lonely at farmersonly.com.
I'm not
Rocky.
I'm perfectly fine being alone. I mean,
Speaking of that, I am alone,
but I'm not lonely because I'm perfectly okay with it.
Mm, John, are you lonely?
Sounds very sad.
No.
Did you see the, speaking of farmers only, did you see the giant cow in Australia?
Oh my God, yes. That's hilarious.
John, see it?
I did not.
It's like, it stands like 6'4 at the shoulder.
Yeah, it's there's a picture of it. I can see if I can find it, and it's literally just it's inside of a herd, and it's just twice as high as the rest of the herd.
Anyway, Farmers Only made me think of that.
Farmers Only. All right, let's.
Well, before I go to Farmers Only, I'd be the highest cow in the herd.
Highest cow in the
in a herd.
He knows that place like the back of his head.
Far out.
Farmers Only.
Or Black People Meet, or. Whatever you want. There's a lot of them out there.
Footballresearchers.org.
eHarmony.
I'll just keep trudging through Bumble, and I'll be fine.
Bumble doesn't work, I can assure you.
Bumble kind of works?
No.
What's a Bumble?
It's a dating app. It's like Tinder, but it's better because the girl has to message you first, so they don't feel as feel more like. It's more like they're making a decision in the event.
That's something I know about because I think it's Tinder that Match owns because I have a broker trying to get me to buy Match stock.
Yeah.
I guess there's a Match.com.
Oh, yes.
And I think they own Tinder.
That's for people who are older.
Tinder?
No, Match.com.
Yeah, Match and eHarmony and all those.
I don't even use Tinder anymore, man. Tinder's the Wild West of online dating.
Yeah.
Like Bumble's a little bit more like relaxed and a little bit more reserved.
Prettier girls on Bumble as well.
Yes.
Although I just never liked that you couldn't if it's going to be a match, you should both be unlocked to be able to start a conversation. She already got to make a decision by swiping right in the first place.
Can I just offer a little bit of advice? You've been married not even four months yet. Anytime you make a statement talking about a dating service, then you also just follow it up, you know, ellipses, just a little pause, and then say, well, that's how it was before I met my fiance.
Well, actually, 4 months in.
I met her 10 years ago, but yeah.
Always put that in there.
Thank you.
Okay.
That is good advice.
You necessitates a very large asterisk, actually.
But
I will say this much. Why don't you punk millennial little pukes?
Here we go.
Whoa, hey.
Why don't you do like real men used to do back in the day? All right, you go into the Fifi Inn at 1 a.m., you see what's around, you throw it out on the table, and you ask her, do you want this?
I believe that's called sexual harassment now, John.
Oh, great. Now that's sexual harassment, too?
This darn Me Too movement. I mean, it's getting everybody.
To your point, though,
back in the 70s and 80s, you walk into the Fifi Inn at 1 a.m., or you walking out by yourself.
I'm not going to confirm or deny any knowledge of the Fifi Inn and what activities took place in and around the establishment.
He's read a lot about it, and according to what he read. Mm-hmm.
According to the crime reports.
Yep.
Oh, there were less fights at the Fifi Inn, too.
It's honestly insane how lazy, though, these apps have made my generation out there, because no one, like, the art of, like, just, like, walking up to somebody in public and like, asking them out in that fashion. It's lost on my generation entirely.
Because of the interwebs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're so lazy now.
My wife now. I used to do it all the time. But walk up to a girl in a gas station. Anywhere.
Yeah, it must be great when you're a college athlete and just the born-in confidence. I played in front of 40,000 people.
Oh, please. We had more than that back then.
Okay,
now the guys will say 40.
Jesus, excuse me, TJ.
No, I'm just saying this. I mean, there's a pretty girl.
I mean, you just lie to yourself and pretend about only your Big 12 stats. I mean, it must have been fantastic.
Hold on real quick, Rock. It doesn't matter whether you're atheist or not. You use his name in vain. He will strike your ass.
Rock, I'll tell you this. Ever walk into a place where there's a girl that you will likely never see again, shoot your shot, dude.
Yeah, you're right.
You're never going to get another shot again. So it's like if you're like, I see it at the gym all the time. Yeah, maybe tomorrow or maybe. Yeah. Okay. But if you walk into a gas station out in.
My point being is that even girls now are less receptive because they don't see it coming because we're not the generation who that's the norm anymore. And I just noticed that I even have friends who are like, yeah, a guy walked up to me and started talking to me randomly at the grocery store. And I'm like, was that weird for you? She's like, no, I mean, it was fine. I just didn't see it coming at all. Because it's just not built in because most of us are very passive because we just want to sit on our phones and do the easy way.
Now, I'll tell you this, Rock. I
understand why. It's easier.
I've witnessed a lot of this. Guys have lost the skill of icebreakers and just going up to have a conversation.
Yeah.
The older generation, I watch all the time. They're great at it. They'll just make any sort of observation. I got one of my Smoothie King partners is he's like 64, but he'll walk up to anybody anywhere and he'll just an observation, something kind of funny. Guys in our generation, if they want to go ask a girl out, they're like, man, you're hot. What are you doing later?
At the same time, I think we're talking about different. Once you're past your 60s, I think you start getting to the point where you're just like, how much longer do I really have to care about what other people in the world
but
think
about me?
But
they're just better at starting conversations because they've had to do it.
That's fair.
It's just amazing. The easiest thing in the world is to bring home a little nighttime snack. I mean, I don't get it.
The Fifi
What's
Inn
the
is closed.
Deal?
Those are illegal, I think.
Well, I mean, that's the easiest. Bob, did you ever in your life have a problem bringing home a midnight snack?
You know, I don't think talking about my past is really helpful in any way.
For
since
you,
this is my hometown.
For you, the
and
audience.
You never know who's listening. So let's don't talk about my past.
Well,
I'm Mark McGuire.
I forgot to see. That's what I was going to say. I forgot to mention you guys too. Never use your real name ever, ever, ever. And you be like Rock. You could pull off. You could say my name is Giovanni. See, I mean, you could go all European on them.
Yeah, I haven't lied about my name with a fake accent since college. It was a lot more fun.
Oh,
but
no,
you did
really?
It, though.
What was the accent?
No, I didn't. Actually, it was. I did the fake name for the entire night. I did the accent as a joke as the opener.
Oh, okay.
Because do I have any icebreakers? No. Do I know how to be an idiot when I walk up to somebody and break the ice that way? Oh, that I got down pat.
There was a pretty girl in college that was a speech pathologist, and I pretended to have a lisp for like a full day until
you
she said yes.
Swindler.
No.
Very nice.
That's a guy trying to close the sale.
That's called creativity.
Yeah.
Let's put it in the
how do
right
I,
there.
How do I get you in this car today? Same
That's
thing.
Right. Problem
I
solver.
I tend to have a list.
That a little different
it
way, Bob.
Typically starts after midnight, so you're going to have to be around me around midnight in order for that to kick in. And also, obviously, you won't be at the office, so I'll need your personal cell phone.
TJ, this is an amazing story to me right now. I'm learning so much about you.
Anyway, I was creative. It didn't go anywhere, but I was very creative. So there you go.
Your whole game was it was just a huge waste of time.
You were a giant tease, TJ.
There are guys on campus that took advantage of your game because she left.
Oh, that's so true.
She left looking to finish the game, which you wouldn't. So this random guy standing under
so
a tree,
accurate. Oh my
all
God.
Of a sudden he's getting jumped on. He's like, what the hell is
there
that name?
There was a guy who was
shut up and go with him.
DJ
dated her.
Yeah, there was a guy in her phone who was the other guy she wanted. And when she left your house at 8:30 because you're that guy, yeah.
Well, she wasn't into puzzles.
You 100% just like paved the way for
puzzles.
Other random dudes.
TJ's girlfriends were much like the St. Louis Cardinals. They were close to signing a big deal, but it just never happened.
And then they eventually signed a bad deal with a much worse player.
Yeah.
Later that night.
That's right. That's exactly how that went. So anyway, I was not the typical, I didn't just bring girls home. Not, was my thing. So
that's a shame.
I had a lot of, and in fact, what that does do is open up the door to
shut up. If you say I had a lot of close girlfriends, I'm just going to smack you.
No, he said it before. To mostly anything you want because they are unthreatened, so then open to you have millions of options.
You're playing the long game.
Oh, yeah. I got married. So here I am. And Rock and Hadley are not married.
That's not. So what's your point? That's not the point of the game.
Dude, I was married for 34 years.
The point of the game is just keep on playing.
If you're evaluating your 50-something, those were the better or less better years of your life.
Then she found out I was lying for 34 years, and that wasn't as big as they came. But anyhow, that's for another day.
Rock was married for like
15
minutes.
Why did it take her so long to figure it out?
No. But he's darn close.
I didn't allow her to watch porno.
Well, why not?
Bob.
Shake hands with him.
Yeah, exactly.
I will not.
You'll know why.
Bob. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
It's a big week for the St. Louis Blues. It's a big week for the St. Louis Blues.
That's a segue. Maybe not as deftly handled as it could have been, but that was a segue.
Best I could freaking do.
No. You saw where the conversation was going, and so you hit the air brakes hard.
I got tired 15 of the conversation minutes and figured, you know, enough's enough. It's just so pathetic.
What about that?
I mean, dude, seriously, you write a little bio and you put a picture up of yourself and, oh, will you please come date? Is there anything more pathetic?
Is that what I should put in the bio?
Puke millennials do.
Wait, is that what I should put in the bio? Please date me?
No, you got to put a funny little joke, Rock. It's something little witty, something. Something quick. Even if you steal it from somebody.
Oh, that's what I'm supposed to do? Oh, I've been playing this all wrong.
My wife just got a text that says I'm talking about marriage.
Come up with some nickname for yourself.
Always include the disclaimer.
The problem is it connects to your Facebook, so like it's my actual name's on there.
So what? Make a statement. Just scream out loud, baloney pony.
So wait,
don't scream that out.
You're supporting the fact that I have in one of my bios the quote, save a stallion, ride an Italian. You're supporting that statement?
No, don't send that.
All right, fair enough.
Don't send that.
It's just sitting there for everybody there.
You know, and just make sure that whoever responds, you take a penicillin shot with you. That's it.
That wasn't
get the medicine going immediately afterwards.
That was a Clydesdale bareback.
Hey, Bob.
How about them Blues?
How about them Blues? Bap. Are we done?
They're done. I mean, TJ said it yesterday. They're done. Like, why are we even talking? I mean, as far as TJ is concerned, why are we even talking about
I was going to give an update on the MLS, but if you want to talk Blues, have at it.
Well, we only got 4 minutes to a break.
Yeah, we can't get into the MLS now. If we only have 3 minutes, we could talk Blues.
What do you have to say? How about the rumor that the Blues are interested in the Red Wings goalie? And not necessarily in a trade to get rid of Jake Allen.
Well, I mean, it's going to be really hard to get rid of Jake Allen, dude.
I know, but are you going to have... what's he making, 4.6 this year?
Well, you got to get rid of... Number one, here's an idea. If you need a linebacker or a goalie, don't pick up someone named Chad. Okay? If you want
wide
somebody...
receivers, though, great.
If you want somebody for your...
Yeah.
If you want somebody for your polo team, or maybe even a quick game of ping pong, Chad's fine. Hockey and football, no.
So,
how many great defensive players have been named Chad?
Chad, you're the researcher.
I got one. I got
how
one.
How many great hockey players have been
one
named Chad?
Good. I have one average football player named Chad.
Okay,
Chad Greenway.
Okay,
so definition of average.
Typical millennial. I got one. I got one.
I'm trying to help you prove your point here.
The point is, there's simple things you don't do. You don't draft or pick up a guy named Chad in the NFL or the NHL.
All right.
It's much like redheads.
Redheads are worthless. Ram, I don't know if you've heard this or not. They can never succeed. They should give up now. They are 2% of the population.
Who's 2%?
Redheads.
Redheads.
And about 90% of the problems.
Confirm TJ hates minorities.
How many great redheaded athletes do you know?
And don't tell me Sean White. Not interested.
No.
Although it's a legitimate answer despite what you say. Sean White was
Carson
incredible.
He's athletic. Now we can debate whether he played a sport or not.
Right.
But he was an athletic person.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
There are some athletic people that sit in accounting chairs, too. Not interested in discussing them.
No doubt about it.
Right.
We're on the same page.
My premise of this is this. The only reason that the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year is because redheaded Carson Wentz got hurt, and it unlocked the door that a normal-haired person could come in and win the Super Bowl. Why is that? Because they're 2% of the population. There have been more than 50 Super Bowls. One of them should have won by now. Why haven't they? Because they're redheads, and they can't.
Gingers of the world unite against TJ Moe.
Yeah,
they're
going to
start picking the place. Picketing the place.
There have been a lot of gingers who are very upset with me on Twitter. I'm just telling you, they can't win.
The interesting part is
I would like to debate it, but I can't.
The interesting part, I think this is the one subject where you and South Park stringently agree.
Me and South Park
gingers
agree
are
about
bad
the Mizzou
people.
Protests and many other things in the world. Okay, they made an entire episode on the Mizzou protests.
So, Bob.
Yes.
How about those Blues?
Yeah.
They're looking to replace Chad. Not Allen.
Oh, you think so?
I know so.
How about Carter Chad. Hutton would have been a decent one.
Chad got nothing.
10 or 11 straight wins over there in Buffalo. The Blues are currently sitting at 30th overall in the NHL, and their two goalies, Jake Allen and Chad Johnson, are 38th and 39th in save percentage.
And
yeah, it's below. They're both below 90, I think. 89%, yeah. Isn't
yep.
that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
See there? Go to Pattonville, kids.
You got to get the 91 to be average, 92 to be good, in my view.
Right.
I mean, there are, you know, especially with a lot of data. This early in the season, there could be some outliers. But after you get enough data, 91, okay. Probably not a Stanley Cup champion goalie on a given year. But you get into the 92s, 93s, now you got something.
Yeah, you're sitting in a place where that's fine. And we talked about this to start the year. Jake Allen has not been good, certainly. Chad Johnson's been equally as bad as we've seen. Maybe Carter Hutton would have come in and saved the day like he did last year and keep you in it. But the Blues are in a place where they score 3 goals a game and they allow 3.3. And so scoring 3 is fine.
Yeah, very good.
Allowing 3.3, and it's not just Jake Allen. I don't know if he's saved a breakaway yet this year, but they play no defense, none whatsoever, with a veteran group of people. And when you have odd man rushes 3 times a game, that's what happens. You're going to let up a lot of goals.
We've talked about this before. The defense is technique and desire.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know for sure what's missing. Are they promoting, teaching the wrong technique, the wrong system, or are the players lacking the heart, the discipline?
Same system last year, and they played pretty good defense.
I can't tell you how many goals you'll see a guy wide open, and you'll see a Blues defenseman with their back turned to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's maddening. It's maddening.
They have lost their guy more this year than I can remember. And a lot of it, I say this about Bo, but he hadn't been on the ice a lot recently. Bo, I think, is used to just being able to skate right over, and he's got him. And he can't get there. And he is so frequently out of position. And so, I mean, he has kicked in 2 goals just not being able to get out of the way mm-hmm. this year.
Yeah, it's sad.
He can't move his feet at all. So that's part of it. When you think you got a guy, and you don't have the ability to get over there
right.
anymore.
It's really a shame.
So, and in years past, you can just say, well, you're injured, get healed up and go. But I think this is who he is now. And you're paying him over $5 million to be this guy. And you
because
don't
of the injuries and exactly. surgeries. And, yeah, it's just who you are now.
So, Bertuzzo needs to get back really bad.
Hopefully the weekend.
Yeah.
All right. Let's make that the last conversation we ever have about number 19.
He's been ready to unload number 19 for a while.
Well, I've noticed the age catching up on him going back 2 seasons, and would mention it if anybody was listening. And maybe even closer to 3 seasons. But anyway, you could start to see it coming a couple of years ago. And now, you know, he was hurt again, then he got repaired, and now he's back. And it's just, you can't get it back.
I mean, I feel horrible for the guy.
Me
because
too.
He was a very good NHL defenseman mm-hmm. for an extended period of time. And now, you know, it's sort of like watching Carlton with the Twins. I wish I never
had to
see that.
Or Willie Mays with the Mets.
Yeah. Yeah, TJ Moe at Mizzou.
Slow guy that really just never had it to begin with, and then just waiting for graduation to happen. What's your point?
My point is take away that San Diego State catching. What?
But he had a real career. Then what? But I don't see the similarities. Jimmy Howard, if you listen to some of the people, there's a lot of articles on it, the NHL trade rumors and such. It's going to take some stuff to get him. And Blues don't have a 2019 first-round pick. Are they going to give up a Jordan Kyrou? I don't think it. I think Thomas is playing too well at this point. He's a guy that's been talked about. I don't think you're unloading Robert Thomas. I wouldn't have unloaded him prior to this. But do you give up a Kyrou how far in the future are you willing to mortgage for what may already be a lost season?
And I'm saying not very far.
I agree. Go ahead, Ruck.
I believe because this is now an actual question because they've been rough. I believe it's lottery protected in 2019. So if they do keep on sucking this year and don't make the playoffs, it would be deferred to the 2020 first round pick. So if they are in the lottery this year, they will be picking in the first half of the round.
But but you sure as hell shouldn't be giving that
up. You see what the market's doing today? Dow's up 516 points, and Nasdaq's up 162.
Interesting on after the GM story yesterday that it's bounced up like that.
Well,
I don't know enough. I can't ever try and guess ahead and see what it's going to do. It's way beyond me.
Apparently, Powell said there's going to be neutral rates, so you're not going to see significant rate increases, interest rate increases. So
that's good.
That makes everybody happy.
Yes, it does.
For the finish up on Jimmy Howard here this year,
we were done.
In 17 games, he has a .922 save percentage, a 2.68 goals against average.
That so good.
Be a significant improvement.
Very good.
Not worth giving up Robert Thomas. I at this point, though, with Kyrou, I think you got enough younger kids coming up. If Clem Cost, I'd give up Clem Cost in a heartbeat. But your issue is you still got to figure out what to do with Jake Allen. You're not going to pay a backup goalie, you know, a cap hit of 4.3, 4.4. So you do have to figure that one out.
Well, you never know. There's deals of this nature where you wind up giving up a prospect and they have to take Allen.
Yeah.
So
that's the baggage. Yeah.
So you get your goalie, you get rid of the baggage, and in lieu of that, you're willing to give up a prospect you may not want to give up.
What's interesting, you mentioned Thomas. He for the time being, is taking right wing on the second line ahead of Perron.
And has been significantly better than he was in center. I think eventually he's going to be a center. He's got too many skills to not be. However, when he took off this year over the last five, six, seven games, whatever it's been, it's when he went to the wing. He's been significantly better, and he's really gelled in that second line. Hey, Johnny, did you just come over from the Kirkwood Brew House?
I have visited the Kirkwood Brew House on a few occasions this week. I have.
Yeah. What'd you get?
None of your damn business.
Okay, well, we're promoting the place. So you can tell me all about it.
TJ and I are locked in with this cold weather on the gumbo.
Oh, I can't stop. You've seen me. This is the first day I haven't had it this week.
It's funny because I've told a couple people. In fact, Randy Markell, who was born in the great state of Louisiana.
Louisiana.
I had to suggest
he was not born there. Randy was. John was not.
No.
And despite all those years living there, didn't really pick up on it.
No, but he was wearing the hat.
No. I just love New Orleans for like 4 days, and I got to get out.
Yeah.
But like for 4 days, it's like the greatest place in the world.
But Randy claims, I'm trying to pull you back in to this live spot. Randy claims that the gumbo
is as good as you will find in Louisiana.
See, you just got to hit the restart with him.
Now, let me tell you something more about the Kirkwood Brew House. It's not only the gumbo. How about the chili? You talk about the cold weather, the chili. Spectacular.
It's so good, but my stomach has gone bad, as you guys may or may not know. And
no alcohol and no chili.
I may break training, though, and have a little, just a cup of chili.
Yeah, no alcohol still, though.
No.
That's not good. You don't want to deal with that. I don't drink. You and me can not drink together.
Yeah, we'll go not drink.
Look at the guy drinking the five-hour energy.
What do you, you know, I have problems with my throat. I think I was
a lot of things happening over there, Bob. A lot of things happening over there.
Too much tea, I think. I think tea is drying it out.
Really?
What do you got, a five-hour?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I love them because they're not full. It's sugar-free. They're not full of a lot of the different stuff. And I actually think it's basically a crap ton of B vitamins that just wake up, buddy.
I think that's what I got to go for.
Mainly caffeine.
A lot of B vitamins.
Yeah.
A lot of B vitamins.
And a lot of stuff that will give you a heart attack.
That
you know what I'm
going to
be doing in 5 hours?
Heart's good, though. My heart's good.
I think
the rest of it's all falling apart.
You know what I'm going to do in about 5 hours?
A nap?
That's about 6 hours away.
Okay.
After I go to the Kirkwood Brew House again. Because on top of everything else, have you had the candy bacon over there?
Have I?
Unbelievable.
Come on.
John hasn't. He's tired.
I haven't moved away from the apps or the soups.
They're so good.
I mean, it's just salmon, burger, anything you want. I mean, how long do I have to talk about the Kirkwood Brew House? Because if these freaking morons have not gone to the Kirkwood Brew House, they've embarrassed themselves, their family, and the Boy Scouts of America. How many times have you passed by the Kirkwood Brew House and you didn't stop?
Maybe they didn't know where it was.
Well, the Kirkwood Brew House can be located on Manchester and Woodlawn, Bob.
And you know,
back to you, TJ.
The Boy Scouts of America can be girls now, too. I don't know if you read the most. So now this is encompassing everybody. You can embarrass anybody.
Yes,
anytime
you can.
John talks.
What?
Hey, we got to go to break. It's a hard line.